We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
Mother's Day of Rest.
BBC News. At the end of this bulletin, stand by for an important message. But first of all, here are the latest cricket scores.
Jimmy! Jimmy, come on!
Help! The insects are breaking in! Get off! Get off!
Jimmy, wake up! Wake up, Jimmy! Come on, it's Susan!
Help! Oh, it's you. I thought you were a monster insect from Mars.
No wonder you dream about monsters with all those space comics you read.
Oh, what a fright. When I saw those horrible staring eyes and that tin head.
It was a nightmare.
I mean you in your curlers.
Oh, you idiot. You're as funny as a toothache. It's 8 o'clock. Come on, get out of bed, lazy lump.
All right, sad sack. I'm out. I'm in again. It's Saturday, clothead.
Get up. None of us can sleep this morning. Mother's not...
If you don't get out, you'll sleep for a week. Put your nut on this pillar.
Oh! Will you listen? Mother is ill, so we've all got to help.
Hey? Mum's ill?
Yes, she's got pains all over, so she's staying in bed. I phoned for the doctor.
Well, why didn't you call me? Is Grandad up? When's the doctor coming? Have you given
him... Don't panic. Grandad's downstairs now.
I might have known she'd be ill.
How do you mean?
Last night, you cooked the supper.
Well, go on. I want to get dressed.
You want a smack on the butt, Susan Clitheroe?
What would the choir master say?
Get ready and make your own bed this morning, if you can.
I can. You just go downstairs and wait till he calls for you.
Who?
The rag and bone man.
Oh, get lost. Why did I get him for a brother? Oh, well. Hello, Mother. Are you quite comfortable?
Yes, thank you, dear.
Anything you want?
No, nothing else. I'm afraid I couldn't eat all that breakfast, Susan.
Oh, Mother, you haven't touched it.
I had the toast and tea. I'm not hungry. All I want is a good rest.
And that's what you're going to have. I'll see no one disturbs you all day.
Are you all right, Mum? Where are the pains? Do you want some aspirins?
No. I'm just a bit under the weather, Jimmy. I'm just going to have a day in bed, that's all.
Well, don't worry about anything, Mum. I'll see nobody makes a noise or bothers you.
Thank you, son.
Oh, Mum, shall I wear me grey pants or me jeans?
Well, I...
Put what you like on. Don't worry, Mother, about your jeans.
My jeans? It's your jeans that worry me, Mum. They're so tight you need a potato peeler to get them off.
Now, look here.
One knee's bend and you'll be locked up.
Oh, will you shut up?
Please, stop it.
I'm sorry, Mother.
I should think you are. Mum's ill, you know.
All right, Jimmy, that's enough from you.
Yes, Mum, I won't say another word.
Good.
The next time Susan tries to cause a row, I'll just ignore her.
Oh, what a boy.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'll see that it doesn't happen again.
Mum, where are my clean socks?
Oh, dear. They're in the drawer in your wardrobe, marked socks.
That's the only place I didn't look. Now lie down, Mum, and have a good rest.
Thank you.
He's hopeless. I'd better go and sort him out before he thinks of something else to worry you.
Too late.
Hey, Mum, have you seen my roller skates?
Oh.
Mother wants to get some rest.
Well, why don't you go downstairs and leave her alone then? Mum, shall I take this breakfast tray down for you?
Yes, please. Anything, so long as you... Yes. Just take it down.
Hey, you've left it all, Mum.
I couldn't eat it, love.
Well, I'll take it next door for their dog. He won't know Susan cooked it.
Oh!
Susan, save it up till I'm on my feet and then we'll both deal with him. Oh, Susan, what was that?
Jimmy, what happened?
I found one of my roller skates.
Oh, what's going to happen next?
He's all right, Mother. Now, don't worry. Just lie back and rest.
Rest? I'd get more rest on the Big Dipper at Blackpool.
Oh, shut up, Ozzy. You're home now. You'll soon get those wet clothes off.
It's all right for you. You're not wet.
And you wouldn't have been wet if you weren't daft. Fancy trying to leap across a stream in two jumps.
I did not.
Come on, open up. Your son's dripping all over the place.
What are you laughing at?
Luke, your tears making little clean spots all over your mother's mucky step.
I'll tell my dad and you.
Oh, tell your dad. I'm not scared of him, the big lanky sticker rhubarb. He's as daft as your... Hello, Mr. Rhubarb, a Higginbottom.
What the heck? What's happened?
I'm wet.
Your Ozzy fell in a stream. But don't worry, he's not hurt.
Not yet, he isn't. Get in there, you little hooligan.
He'll be all right when he gets dry.
Who cares about him? Those pants cost me 15 bob.
My granddad said they looked like yours cut down.
Shut up, you cheeky young puppy. Oh, and you sniveller.
Dad, I'm cold.
Get in the house, then.
No, if you hit me, I'll tell me, Mum.
Don't bother, I'll tell her. Missus! Missus, I've just clouted that little brat of yours.
Ta-ra, Mr. Higginbottom.
Just a minute, I'm not finished with you.
But shouldn't you go in and clout Ozzy again? I mean, I'll have your dinner.
It's very funny that Ozzy's soaking wet and your bone dry.
Yes, it is. I mean, yes, it is, isn't it? Ta-ra.
Come here. What happened?
Oh, Ozzy and me and Charlie Thompson were playing Olympic Games.
Go on.
Well, Charlie won the pole vault, because he's a Boy Scout.
Eh? What's that got to do with it?
Well, he was the only one with a pole. Then I won the hop, step and a jump, but Ozzy said I'd twisted, so I... talked it over.
Yes?
Then Ozzy admitted he was wrong, and I got off his head and... He said... He said he could beat my record blindfolded, so I bet him threatens, tied a hanky round his eyes, and that's where it went wrong.
Look, how did Ozzy get in the stream?
Well, he must have been pointed in the wrong direction, because instead of a hop, step and a jump, he did a hop, step and a belly flopper.
I'll come in there, Susan. Well, did you get everything from a chemist?
Yes, eventually. Did you cope with Mother all right?
Of course. And what's more, I fixed the lunch. A nice boiled ham salad.
Oh, no.
Aye. It's all out in the plates in the kitchen. I slipped down to the shop in the corner while you were out.
But I have a stew cooking in the oven.
I wondered what that funny smell was in it. I mean the appetizing smell was out there.
Oh, well, we can have the ham for supper.
Here we are. Come and get it.
What?
I brought you lunch, fish and chips.
Oh, Jimmy, you haven't.
We're spending a week's money on one meal. For lunch today, we now have ham salad, stew, fish and chips.
What's for afters?
Jimmy, we've overdone it.
Look, while Mother's ill, I'm going to run things.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I'll decide what the meals are to be. I'll buy the food and I'll cook it.
And you'll eat it, because I won't.
Now then, Jimmy.
I'll eat it if you cook it, Grandad.
Even if it just smells a bit sweet.
Now, Susan's quite a good little cook.
Well, why did you throw your fish in the dustbin last Friday?
Did you, Grandad?
I saw him with a clothes peg on his nose.
Now, Jimmy, don't make things worse. My stomach was a bit off color, and I didn't want to think you'd to be offended. Honestly, I didn't even taste the fish.
No, the smell was enough. I went outside and two cats were in the dustbin fighting.
Oh, so what?
They were fighting to get out.
Very well, then. If that's the way you both feel.
I take no notice.
Susan, Jimmy, you apologize to Susan at once.
What for?
About her cooking.
All right. Susan, I'm sorry you're a rotten cook.
Well, of all
that... You apologize properly or you'll be across my knee. Now, go on.
I'm sorry, Susan. I apologize.
Right. Let's say no more. We'll have Susan's stew for lunch.
And stomach powder for a sweet.
See who's at the door, please, Jimmy.
Yes, boss. And if it's somebody I don't like, I'll ask them to stay for lunch.
Oh, Grandad, you'll have to do something with him. He's been nothing but trouble all morning, until Ozzy called for him. Mother didn't have a minute's peace.
Oh, come now, be fair, Susan. He's been trying to help.
Oh, yes. He's dropped a tray on the stairs, spilled a cup of tea on Mother's eiderdown, washed up and broke three plates. And when Mother did get off to sleep for a minute, he woke her up to ask her if she wanted to borrow any of his space comics.
Come in, Mr. Craythorpe.
Thank you, James. Hello, Susan. Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, it's you. Hello.
Hello. I was dreadfully sorry to hear about Mrs. Clitheroe, and my sister thought you might be rather harassed, so
guess what? He's brought a pie for lunch.
That's all we need.
Well, I think I'll have a stroll around the garden before lunch. I need to work up an appetite.
Oh, I hope I haven't done the wrong thing, but I assure you...
It's very kind of you, Mr. Craythorpe. Oh, we have arranged lunch, but I'll put it away for
a... Christmas dinner. We haven't bought that yet.
Is something burning?
Oh, my lunch. It'll be wrong.
We've a little bit of luck.
Oh, what a pity.
Yes, isn't it? Now we'll have to settle for boiled ham or fish and chips.
What was Susan going to give you?
Food poisoning.
Hey, Susan, you don't have to pull some funny faces when you're putting lipstick on. You're as bad as me granddad when he's shaving.
You want to look at your own face. That's funny any time.
Oh, very clever. You ought to be a comedian.
Is that so?
Yes, you look like Ken Dodd.
Get out of my way. Thank goodness it stopped raining.
Are you going out with Alfie Hall when my mum's ill?
I'm not going out at all. Bill is coming round this afternoon. And if you see him, don't mention Alf Hall.
Oh, Bill is jealous, is he?
Just keep quiet, that's all.
Well, there I was, chatting to your mother about the Women's Guild. And suddenly I found she was asleep. So I left her to it.
How about a game of blow football, Mr. Craythorpe?
No, thank you, James. You caught me with that last week.
What was that, Mr. Craythorpe?
Well, you know the shooter one blows through at the ball? Well, when James blew through his...
I forgot I had a mouthful of peas.
Oh, I'll bet you forgot. Hey, look who's coming up the path. I wonder what he wants.
You, if it's soppy Billy.
It's that's Mr. Higginbottom coming here.
Oh, heck. Susan, go and tell him I'm out.
I will not.
Mr. Craythorpe, come on, you tell him.
Don't pull me, James. I'm coming. What can I tell him?
Oh, tell him I've been called up to the scouts or anything.
Very well. I'll do my best to get rid of him. Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, I'm afraid you can't...
Out of my way, Craythorpe. Where's that little... Oh, there you are. Ozzy's told me the truth. He told me what really happened. You pushed him in the stream.
Mr. Higginbottom, you're pulling my tie.
I know. I'm going to show you a sailor's knot.
Take your hands off that boy's tie.
If I do, I'll put them round your windpipe.
If you lay one finger on me...
What?
I'll scream for help. Susan, dial 999 and tell them there's a madman here.
Aye, and get an ambulance for Craythorpe and your brother.
Stop shouting. My mother's ill in bed.
Yes, you ruffian. Have a care.
What's going on down there?
There you are. You've woke me, Mum.
Well, I'll make up for it by putting a son to sleep.
If you touch him, I'll strike you with my umbrella.
Susan, what is it?
It's Mr. Higginbottom, Mother. He's come
to see you, Mum.
Now, look here.
Now, if you upset that lady by telling her whatever it is James has done, then I'll upset your wife.
You what?
I saw you coming out of the Rose and Crown last night.
And it wasn't the landlord you were kissing.
It was the barmaid's birthday, that's all.
Well, perhaps your wife would like to give her a present. And you.
Now listen.
Susan, ask Mr. Higginbottom to come up now if he's coming.
Come on, Mr. Higginbottom, we'll all keep quiet.
But what can I say? I don't know how to cope with women.
It's a pity it isn't my mum's birthday. Mr. Higginbottom and Mr. Craythorpe.
Thank you, James.
Come in, please.
Oh, thanks, Missus. I'm sorry to see you. In bed, I mean.
Well, it was very nice of you to call.
The rain seems to... I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying anything.
It was nice of Mr. Higginbottom to call, wasn't it?
Mum said that.
Jimmy.
It was very nice of you to call, Mr. Higginbottom, so you could cheer me mum up. What did you say, Mr. Higginbottom?
Nothing.
That's what it sounded like.
How's Mrs. Higginbottom?
As naturally as ever. I mean... She's rather upset. She's annoyed with Ozzy.
Oh, well, you know what boys are.
Yes, some of them are a little...
Oswald had an unfortunate accident. He's rather wet.
He always is, having accidents.
And you'll have an accident in a minute if you're not careful.
What's the matter?
Well, this little...
The barmaid.
The barmaid.
Yes, she told Mr. Higginbottom when he was... collecting his bottles, that James should be careful on his bike. His brakes, you know.
Oh, well, you mustn't go out on it again, Jimmy. Not until they're fixed.
Oh, I'll see to that, Mrs. Clitheroe. We'll have a walk around to our house, son, and I'll fix you up there.
I know you will.
I'll see who it is, Susan.
There's somebody at the door.
He's quick, you know. He's not just an ugly face.
Oh, it's you, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Get away. Alfie, I thought you were just tired.
Oh, I hope Father doesn't bring him up here. I just don't think I could cope with him today. He goes rattling on about nothing until you...
I bought some fruit at the market, but the bus was late and I missed my dinner and I was that hungry I'd forgotten the apples. But I don't like oranges, so I brought them. You're standing on me foot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll take the oranges and eat them. I mean, give them to Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yeah, because they're good for your oranges. Yeah, I don't like them, but my granddad swears by them. But he's always swearing, you see, because he was in the cavalry. But, you know, he eats his skin and the pips and he says it's good for your complexion. He eats bones as well. You know, oh, he's smashing. He's 85 with a lovely complexion and broken teeth.
Susan, Will you come in here, please?
What is it, Grandad? Did you, Oh, what are you doing here, Alfie?
Well, I heard you...
Don't wind him up again. He's brought some oranges for your mother. He ate the apples because the bus was late, and I'm going in the garden.
What was all that about?
Hey, don't ask me. You know, sometimes I can't understand a word he says.
Alfie, I wasn't expecting you today.
No, I wasn't expecting myself. No, to come here, I mean. No, you see, Theodore Craydock, Thraythrop, he told my mum that your mum was in bed when she was doing the washing.
Oh.
So she told me to go to the market for some fruit and take the bundle to my Auntie Mary.
A bundle of fruit?
No, washing.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, my mum's got a spin dryer and Auntie Mary couldn't dry her own things because my Uncle Bert chopped up a clothes prop.
By accident?
Oh, no. No, Auntie Mary kept hitting him with it.
Well, James, I'm glad we got rid of Higginbottom.
So am I, but I think I'll keep out of his way for a bit. When he said goodbye, I didn't like the way he patted me on the head with his knuckles.
Oh, hello, Alfred.
Hello.
Hey, Alfie, you shouldn't be here. I mean...
Jimmy.
Well, if he gets spotted by you-know-who, there'll be you-know-what to pay.
I know. Alfie was just leaving, weren't you?
What was that? Where am I going?
Well, you see, I've got a lot to do.
And she's waiting for somebody else to call.
Eh?
The doctor. He's coming back. Come to the door and I'll explain.
Oh, well, I'll see you all again next time Mr. Clitheroe's ill. I mean, the next time I come.
Was Susan trying to get rid of him?
Yes, she's expecting Billy Parker, her passion flower. So she's getting rid of the dandelion first. Hey? Oh, that's done it. Susan, come here quick.
What do you want?
Come here if you don't want to be an old maid.
What are you talking about?
Sir Lancelot is just parking his fiery steed.
You what?
Billy Parker's just getting off his motorbike.
Oh, my goodness. Alfie, don't go yet. Jimmy, get Alfie out of the way.
Like you did with Mr. Higginbottom. Mm. All right, I'll do it. So long as you don't tell me, Mum, about me borrowing a shilling.
When did you borrow a shilling?
Now, hand it over.
James, that's blackmail.
All right, you get rid of Alfie.
Quick, Billy's coming up the path. Oh, here's your shilling, you gangster.
Thank you, sucker. Leave it to Jim.
Romance can be so complicated. I remember when my youngest sister met the leader of the Band of Hope.
I'll let Billy wait a minute. It'll give Jimmy time to get Alfie out the back way. What a day this has been. I don't know where I am.
It's all right, Alfie. Mum, you're not asleep, are you?
No, I just hoped you might think I was.
Well, get your head from under the bedclothes. Alfie Hall's come to see you.
That's all I've been waiting for. Hello, Alfie. It's nice to see you.
Well, I was going home, but Jimmy said you wanted to see me, so here I am.
I'd like to see you alone afterwards, Jimmy. Or perhaps Grandad had better come up with you. He's stronger than I am.
It's not very nice being in bed on your own. Damn it. With nobody to talk to.
Oh, Jimmy sees I'm not left alone too long. He keeps popping in with someone every 5 minutes.
Well, I know when I was ill, I got fed up. I started talking to myself.
You're still doing it.
Huh? Well, I was glad when anybody called because my mum used to send them up with me knitting needles.
You knit?
Mum, don't be nasty.
I mean, does he knit with the knitting needles?
Oh, no. No, you see, I broke my ankle and when I got a visitor, I used to let him scratch my leg inside the plaster.
Alfie, I think we'd better go. My mum's getting that blank look.
Well, ta-ra, Mrs. Clitheroe. I hope you're soon better.
Well, if you don't want me to stay, Susan...
Of course I do, Billy. But you see...
Get back, Alfie.
Get up.
What's the idea?
Alfie wants to tell you something.
Do I?
Yes, a joke. The one you told us yesterday.
Now, look, I'm trying to get
you
just a little...
Oh, you laugh at this, ma'am. Go on, Alfie.
Well, you see...
It's a long one, ma'am, and I've heard it. So I'll pop down and see if it's clear. If the tea's made.
Jimmy, you come here.
There was an English one, an Irish one, and a Scotch.
I nearly lost my shilling then.
James, where have you been? Did Alfred go?
He's with Mum. Where's Billy?
In the lounge with Susan, and he's rather suspicious. We'd better keep our voices down. They haven't closed the door.
Hey, let's hear how she's doing.
I'm sorry, Susan. I promise I won't be jealous anymore.
I should think not. You should be ashamed.
She wouldn't be so cocky if she knew where Alfie was.
James, you can't listen at the door.
Not while you've got your ear all at the keyhole.
Well, just show you forgive me. Give me a little kiss.
All right, then.
He's had it. She's getting sloppy. One kiss and he's helpless.
James, this is dreadful.
Sickening, I call it. I'd better break it up now. If she really gets cracking, it'll take 5 minutes to bring him round. Here we go. All right,
Marlon Brando. Give Bridget Bardot.
One more smacker, and then you're off.
Why don't you get lost?
You are a bit of a nuisance, Jim.
So are you. I mean, Mam wants to see our Susan, so you'll have to go home.
Don't be ridiculous.
You know who didn't go you know where. And he'll be here any minute. The doctor, Billy.
Oh, well, would you mind coming back this evening, Billy?
Well, all right. I'll see you later, then.
Hey, Mr. Craythorpe, have you seen Jimmy anything?
On second thought, stay a bit. Susan, get back on his knee.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm going now, so I'll set her up.
Alfie Hall, so he is here.
Hello, Alfie. What a surprise. Susan, Alfie's just arrived.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. I just let him in.
Oh, Mr. Daft, I've been here for an hour. Don't you remember?
Don't some mothers have them?
Susan Clitheroe, you're nothing but a Jezebel.
No.
Don't talk to me like that.
Hey, no, less of that or I'll pump you.
You what? I'll murder you.
No, let's talk this over.
Come on then, big mouth.
Don't you dare fight in here.
What's going on here? It sounds like a public house brawl.
And he ought to know.
Now, come on now. Just clear out a bit, both of you. Go on now, go on.
And that's the end of round three.
Come in, Barrington Crater.
I'll get it, Grandad.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair. Goodbye, Susan.
Well, I was only trying to...
Well, goodbye, and don't either of you come back.
Don't be too harsh, Mr. Sinclair. They're only boys.
What? My daughter upstairs ill? She's had no rest all day, and now this girl and her boyfriend start fighting.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, let's all calm down, and perhaps Mrs. Clitheroe can at last get some rest.
Mom, it's Mrs. Eccles on the phone. She wants to know how you are. You're here.
Oh, that boy. But what are you doing out of bed?
Hang up the phone, Jimmy. I want to make a call to your Auntie Mabel in Wigan.
My Auntie Mabel?
Yes, I'm going to ask her if she's got a spare room for the weekend. It's the only way I'll ever get any rest.
But you might catch cold on the train, Mum.
I'm staying here. You're the one who's going to Wigan.
In that recording of the Clitheroe Kid, you heard Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, Diana Day, Peter Goodright and Tony Mellory. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The programme, which was written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
I thought I'd better come back to tell you I didn't go to Wigan. My Auntie Mabel said she couldn't take me because the house wasn't insured. Anyway, Mr. Craythorpe let me stay with him for the weekend and we had a smashing time when his sister was out of the way. Luckily, on Saturday afternoon, I managed to... she accidentally got locked in the coal shed. By the way, my mum's better. She's got her strength back. That's why I'm having my tea standing up. Hello.
Hello.